The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1. Text now to 51551 or email mooney@rte.ie.
And a very good Saturday evening to you. The evening is just beginning. It's just after 6 o'clock. I hope you're doing something nice this evening. Maybe you want to tell us what you're doing and where you're going. Actually, I heard a very interesting thing. You could steal an idea, couldn't you? If you're in one country listening to the radio and then you're on your own radio station presenting a programme, waffling away the way I am now, you could steal the idea from the other show and maybe they'd never find out. Anyway, here was the idea, which I thought was very interesting. So let's try it out and see what happens. But you've got to know this bit of information first. The text message is 51551, all right? 51551. So what you've got to do now with that information, the text message information, is pass on a sentence that you heard today somebody saying. So let's say you were out in the park for a walk, or let's say you were queuing to buy something in a supermarket or in a cafeteria, or you're going somewhere, or you're on a bus, or you're on the Lewis, or you're on the Dart, or you're on the expressway going down the country or coming up to the city, whatever the case may be, and you heard somebody next to you or in front of you or behind you saying something. Just text us the sentence. Just text us a sentence of what they were saying and we'll try and fill in the rest. I heard this some time ago on another radio station, not in this country, and it was fantastic fun. Because people were texting in wondering, well, what? How did it end? What were they saying? What were they doing? What were they talking about? So even beside somebody now, if you're listening and it's safe to do so, just text a sentence you've just overheard. It could be, will we go to the park tonight? That dinner was dreadful. She looks brutal. I thought his hair looked lovely. Whatever it was you overheard people saying, text now to 51551. All right, that's the same text number you will need if you want to take part in the Mooney's quiz, because the prize is a trip to Cork, to stay at the Kingsley Cork. It's a beautiful hotel and you'll have breakfast each morning. And you've got beautiful bedrooms, a bistro-style style restaurant, a luxury spa and an extensive health club. The Kingsley has everything you will need for a perfect stay for leisure, pleasure or business. So if you know your general knowledge, then text in for that. But we want to hear the sentences. Are you overhearing somebody say something right now? Text now to 51551. But see how interesting we are. Now, Bryony is our sound engineer, and she was telling me something interesting before we came on air. So would you pop in and tell our listeners, so open up a microphone for yourself while you're coming in as well, because she doesn't just work here. All the talent in this place is behind the microphone. I don't mean the likes of me. I mean the people you never hear on air. That's where the real talent is. Brian, you're very welcome to the programme. Have you been on radio before, talking,
no,
speaking?
No, I haven't actually, no. Ever.
So explain to people what you do normally.
Well, what I do outside of here.
Yeah. Well, not outside of here. What do you do in here, first of all?
In here I mix sound for all the different programmes.
What kind of programmes do you work? Do you work on any programmes with big names on them? Apart from me.
I do everything across Radio 1 and R&G and sometimes 2FM and all the stuff in the concert hall and any bands that come in. We have a real broad range of everything to do. So all to do with all broadcast.
And what's
sound.
Your background?
My background is live sound engineering.
Oh, right.
So I mix touring bands, basically. Touring bands, singer-songwriters. And I look after the production management and the tour management and all the logistics and the budgeting and the planning.
My goodness. And how do you have time to work in here?
I kind of mix it up, really. Touring isn't all the time. Obviously, you go on tour and then you come home and you haven't got anything to do until the next tour. So I come here.
So you slum it up in here with us.
Ah, I love coming here.
Good. Well, we're delighted to have you. So your name is interesting as well. So tell people your name.
My name, Bryony, is a poisonous English hedgerow plant. Comes in two varieties, black and white. Very highly poisonous, so poisonous it used to be known as English mandrake.
And why did your parents give you that name?
Because they're a bit hippie, and they had friends that had a child called Rowan, and they loved the name so much.
Rowan is a lovely name.
They looked in a gardening book or a nature book to find another nature name, and they found Bryony.
Okay, and your surname?
My surname is a bit more of a complicated story. It's actually my middle name, but my dad got remarried without telling me when I was in my 20s, so I changed my name by deed poll just to use my first two names. But we're friends now.
So tell us what your surname is then.
October is my surname.
So
yeah.
Bryony, October, isn't that just the most beautiful name you've ever heard, isn't it?
And there's a reason I was given it for a middle name as well.
Why?
Not only was I born in October, but obviously Oct is 8, and I was born on the 8th of October. And I was born in room 8 and I weighed 8 pounds. So there was lots of 8s around my birth.
Well, and it's a very lucky number in Asia, you know.
Yes, yeah, Chinese lucky number.
That's why when Airbus were constructing the building, developing the A380, as I understand it, they called it the A380 because they knew they were going to sell a lot of those aircraft in that part of the world, as I understand it. And the configuration of that particular aircraft is the figure 8. because it's got an upstairs and a downstairs, like an omnibus. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
Well,
that.
You should come here more often, because I'm full of useless information like that. Anyway, so you're in today to tell me, because you told me a little bit of a story outside before we came on air. It was about touring with Coldplay. So
yeah.
When did you do that?
Last summer, I tour manage and mix sound for a UK singer called Foxes. And Foxes was invited on the first leg of the Coldplay American Stadium and Arena Tour last July and August.
That's big.
It was, yeah, it was absolutely massive. The first two nights were in the Met Stadium in New Jersey, which is 88,000 people
wow.
a night.
That's
and they
Park
packed it
numbers,
out.
Isn't it? Yeah, I bet they did.
Packed it out.
Because they really, when they came to prominence originally, was it back in 2000, around the millennium, I remember,
yeah,
that track
yeah.
Yellow.
Well, but I actually had done it. I did a gig with them when they were really small in Yulu in central London at
no
the
way.
University of London.
But that's
Union.
Where they met, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I did a gig with them there. Like, I think it was either 99, 2000, something like that, years and years ago. And then this is the next time I've seen them since, was in the Met Stadium.
Well, so. I don't want to say they really took off when he did the Super Bowl, but when you do the Super Bowl, you're big.
Well, you're playing to more than 88,000 people,
yeah,
probably.
And
so, yeah.
When everybody sees you, and if you've done that, then, you know, you're the cream of the crop. So you were mixing the sound for Coldplay or just the Foxes?
No, just for Foxes, yeah.
Okay, so what happens when they play for the first hour or so? Is that what happens?
No, other way around. So you usually have two or three opening bands. A gig that's that big, you'd have quite a few. You make it more of a show of it because it takes a long time to get 88,000 people into the stadium. So Foxes was the first band on, and then a girl called Alessia Cara, who's making big waves in America. I think she's Canadian, making big waves in America at the moment. She was the second act, and then you'd get about 9:30. Coldplay would play for about 2 hours. So,
and you won't be doing the sound for them.
No, I literally look after Foxes and make her part of that tour. So we have to interact obviously with their crew and their management and all that kind of thing. But I was looking after Foxes and making sure she was there on time and sounded good.
Now, what can you tell us about Coldplay and Chris Martin, the lead singer? The vocalist and the keyboardist, as he's described.
Oh, well, they were the whole band were really, really lovely. We used to, they would invite us to their, you know, they have after show parties. They'd be sometimes very, very quiet parties, you know, just in the hotel bar, or sometimes they'd have a more of a celebration in a kind of bigger bar or at the venue. But they would always invite us to what they were doing and be very, very generous and kind.
But you know, these big stars, you hear they've got huge demands. Did you hear of them having any particular demands in the stadiums you were playing in or anything like that?
I know that. They won't play undercover.
What do you mean they won't play undercover?
Well, you know how, you know, stadium is open air, mm-hmm. and sometimes it rains. Most touring productions would put some kind of covering on the stage.
Or they have a closing roof.
Or closing roof, yeah. But most productions, because of the value of the equipment and the set, would have a kind of a covered part in order to look after the stage. But they don't play. They play out in the open. If the audience are out in the open, they play out in the open.
Bare and baldy, so to speak.
Well, yeah.
Like Chris Martin himself. No, that's terrible. But he did have some hair replacement, as I understand it. Did he not?
I think he did.
I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong on that kind of stuff. I
mean, doesn't look like it.
Doesn't look. No, he's a fine head of hair. He looks great on his chest. In fact, Sinead has put up some choice photographs on our website if you'd like to see, rte.ie/Mooney. So they would refuse to play, or would they ever give in if you had a thunderstorm or
their whole
a tornado
touring,
coming through?
Their touring production didn't have a roof on it, so they can't just decide. You know, the whole production would be in, I can't remember how many trucks, but there was a massive number of trucks and buses, you know, with all the equipment. So their set and stage didn't work around a roof. It was all open air, and it did rain. We had two major. They evacuated the stadium before the show in Chicago. There were two nights in Chicago, and the thunderstorms were so bad they had to evacuate the stadium because they're lightning.
It's very dangerous. You've got all that electrical equipment on stage,
I mean,
like a massive rig.
That's why they have to be very, very careful about when they're particularly stringent about getting people out of the stadium if there's lightning. Even if there wasn't actual rain, if there was lightning, everyone had to get out. But it never happened once it was packed. It was they make the call on it. You know, they look at the weather patterns, and then we had to download a weather pattern app for the local area because all the people were checking, oh, is there going to be lightning? Because it was forecast pretty badly for Chicago. We didn't actually get to play in Chicago because the weather was so bad that they had to cancel the opening acts in order to make sure that Coldplay could do their show.
But you did get a tour with them, nonetheless.
We did. Well, we did 6 weeks, so we did plenty of other places in the meantime.
They're coming here in July.
Yeah,
they're playing in Croke Park in July, as it happens.
And it's an absolutely incredible show. I mean, there's pyro, incredible lighting. they give everybody a wristband that is controlled by radio, that by the lighting operator, and they have different coloured flashing LED lights in them, and he can control what colour they are, when
so
they
you
come
hold
on.
Your
so
hand
every
in the
single
air.
Person in the audience Fantastic. Has one of these, and it lights up the entire place. When you see like 90,000 people, it's absolutely magical.
I have one of those. It's on the end of my pen, which I got from the RT Credit Union. Can you see the little light on the end of the pen there? Pity you can't see it on radio, but it works. But it's not an amazing experience you have.
Yeah.
And what great variety. I was talking to a friend of mine during the week who's got a great job, but he says he does the same thing every day. He gets up, he goes to work, he works, he goes to the gym, he goes to study at night, and then he goes home again. But you have great variety in your
yeah,
job.
Yeah, no, I'm really, really lucky. I mean, there is downsides to having no routine whatsoever. You can't really control a lot of, you know, if there's family weddings or funerals or stuff like that, you can't always go, because if you're in the middle of a 3-week tour in America, it's very hard to get out of one day to go and do that. But you have to kind of balance out the sacrifices.
And will you be touring with them again, do you think, or any other big bands, or how do you get the call? What way does it work out?
I tour with Soak as well, who's an Irish band. She was touring with the Lumineers around America, actually, and they're coming here again. But that was so I know different managers, different band agents, different bands, and everyone. It's a very small industry. Everyone,
and if you're good and easy to work with, you get the gigs.
Well,
sort of
I always say that, you know, your technical ability is obviously very important, but you've got to live with the band for the other 23 hours of the day. So if you're hard to get along with, then
you've got to be a very personable individual.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you for telling us that.
That's
I'm going to play one of your favourite tracks. I hope it is anyway.
It is my favourite track.
I love, especially the video. This is fantastic.
We've only got this love to deserve it.
don't you just love them? And he's got to be the sexiest lead singer in the world. There's no question about it. Him and Pat George singing the jumbo breakfast roll. Close contender. Lots and lots of sentences coming in, but will you please tell us your name and where you are so we can say who you are and where you heard it? That's my fault. I should have told you that little bit of information. You got to tell us where you heard this as well. So do let us know that, okay? Where you heard it, etc., etc. Heard in a changing room cubicle beside me today, this one, and it comes in from Catherine Donovan from Malahide. We all the other girls at the wedding are camogie players with very meaty thighs, so I'll be fine in this beside them. Huh? Well, all the other girls at the wedding are camogie players with very meaty thighs, so I'll be fine in this beside them. What could you be talking about now? Is it a dress she's talking about, do you think? All the other girls at a wedding are camogie players with very meaty thighs, so I'll be fine in this beside them. And that's from Catherine Donovan from Malahide. She overheard that today in a changing room cubicle.
Email Mooney at rte.ie.